Talk Radio.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
You got me leaving my life. You ain't giving me my life. Nah, you can't tell me what's right. You ain't laid down.
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 He made me great. So let me be great.
What?
I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just all I am.
You
got
me leaving my life. You ain't giving me my life.
September 2020, God is still on the throne and he's worthy to be praised. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy no matter what's going on in the world. God is still on the throne. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for this brand new month. Thank God that he is still moving in these unique times on purpose, for the purpose that he alone be glorified, magnified, and exalted. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm tonight's host. This first Thursday in September, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'd like to give God the praise for this beautiful, blessed opportunity to be before you all. I don't take it lightly. I'm truly humbled, grateful, and thankful. And also, I'd like to give God the praise and thank God for the CEO, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, for this awesome outreach to minister to the hearts of men and women, those hearing online and on the call, to know that God thinks so much about us. Not only did he leave his word, He left his Holy Spirit here, and it's only by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we are made whole and that we are set free. Amen. Amen. Tonight's topic is God's children are not punks. Yeah. I know that's a unique title, but God's children are not punks. Do you not agree? Amen. And the subtopic is God's thoughts. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, you are God all by yourself. Father, this world seems like it's going crazy, but God, you're still in control. Father, you know the hearts of men, Lord God. Men and women, God, boys and girls, you know the hearts in the human race. Father, you're the only one who can set the captives free. You're the only one by your Holy Spirit that can move into the dark areas of our lives, Lord God. And my God, turn the lights on of your truth and to know that you are the lover of our souls. Lord, I ask tonight that you would go before me tonight, God, and minister as well as all that are listening on this line and online. God, none of us are perfect, but we do need you to perfect us. Lord, I ask you have your way, and I give you all the glory right now and all the praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name, and everybody said a hearty and a glad amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to take my time, but as you all know, I'm always excited to express and share encouragement from the Word of God, and I'm so excited to share this message. So before I go into it, I want to just put this out there. The Old Testament is a schoolmaster. It reveals the manifestation of the hearts of men and gives us a clear picture of actions, reactions, and behaviors and motives of how people treated each other in the world and in family. It also teaches us how God desires to have fellowship with the Israelites and the children of Israel. The Old Testament gives us vivid pictures of how God stood up and took vengeance on the enemies of his people and on the nations who denied giving him his just due of acknowledgement and truth that he is the only true and living God. If you go back and read the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, the first chapter, what you will find out is God said, let. The focus is God is the only one talking. Hear him when he said, let there be light. Not one of us was there when God first began to make a declaration from his thoughts. That being said, if you're ready to hear and to know what God's word concerning his thoughts in this season for all of us are, this is the time and it is the season to pray and to hear him. Are you ready? Let's go higher. Amen. And I began to think about, my God, what are God's thoughts? And why can, you know, why is the title that would tell us to encourage you that God's children are not punks? And so I had to go around and I had to think about that. And, you know, a punk, and, you know, the definition is a worthless person, a word often used as a general term of abuse. A punk is also describing someone that's in a poor or bad condition, you know, to trick or to deceive. It's a word also described as a goon, an awkward, stupid person, a hoodlum, an aggressive, violent young criminal, a thug, a bad guy, or a bully, especially a violent one. A thug might break into someone's house, push his owners around, and then steal their TV. A bully is someone who intimidates people, usually those who are weaker or smaller. You would say, oh, no, I'm not a punk, and I don't punk people. Well, there's another definition of what a punk would be, a bully, a gangster, a goon, a hood. What about a hooligan, a monster, someone that's rowdy, a ruffian, a thug or a gangbanger, a troublemaker? Oh, yeah, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but God's children are not punks. They're not delinquent, rebels, offenders, wrongdoers, juvenile delinquents. And I know there's these things in the world, but I'm talking about in the character and the nature. Criminals, lawbreakers, culprits, villains, outlaws and crooks and vandals and reprobates, felons and jailbirds and sinners and guilty party. Yeah, we have not arrived and we have fallen short of the glory of God. But I'm talking about a punk, a black sheep, a young offender, a fallen angel, a hellion, a rascal. My God, there's so much to name. My God, hallelujah, an imp, a devil, a rogue, a monkey, people would say, a rapscallion, an urchin, mischief, agitator. Come on, somebody. Instigator, inciter, demon, rowdy, an inflamer, evildoer, mischief maker, rabble rouser, agent provocateur, a loose cannon, a smart aleck, a wise guy, a scallywag, come on, a larcenist, a stealer, a thief, a robber, a bandit, a swindler, a burglar, a mugger, my God, a plunderer, a shoplifter, an embezzler, a pickpocket. Are you catching this in the spirit realm? A hijacker, a prowler, a kleptomaniac, a scrounger, a heister, a highway robber, a sneak thief, an owl, a spider, a criminal, and a cheat. God's people are not punks. Somebody say that out loud. Mm-hmm. God's children are not punks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what God calls us, we find it, if you have your Bible, let's skip on over here, crack it open, let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 3. Mm-hmm. If you would see in the same room, I'd say, let me know if you got it with a hearty amen. Isaiah 61, 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be glorified. Somebody say, God's children are not punks. God wants us to be trees of righteousness. In this shutdown, God has been, my God, allowing us access to come to him to repent of, my God, these shenanigan type of ways pre-described under the heading of punk. Uh-huh. Some of us, my God, quote unquote, they say we are the people and children of God, have been punking our brothers and punking our sisters. Oh, come on, are you praying with me? Even in our families, we have been punked. Uh-huh. Undervalued, my God, not regarded, and we know rejected and mocked, ridiculed. Yes, but God's children, are not punks. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 through 10 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. Somebody say, he called me out of darkness. Uh-huh. Into, somebody say into, right, his marvelous light. We can pause right there, because being in darkness, being in sin, being full of self blocks out light. Uh-huh. It has to, my God, we have to allow God, my God, during the shutdown, as he's showing us our individual selves, my God, as we can, my God, confess our faults to him. And even as the Spirit of God does lead us, confessing our faults one to another. Are you praying with me on tonight that you may be healed? The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Anybody need mercy on today, even during this shutdown? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. This is what God calls us. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? If God is calling you righteous, then he is not wanting us to be unrighteous. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. God is allowing us to hear in this verse right here in 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you. but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I began to think about the idea of thoughts that we should grasp onto, my God, as the children of God from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I want to pause right here because how many of you have been, my God, exposed to negative words spoken over you or to you or about you, my God, and it began to form imaginations in your mind that you began to believe the thoughts that were said to you, about you, over you, my God, it just seemed to overwhelm you. Well, the Bible tells us to cast those imaginations down and every high thing that exalts itself because it's against the knowledge of God. What does God say about who you are to him? Are you praying with me on today? What God thinks about you means more than the world against you. What God thinks about us, saints, is what we, my God, to embrace it is not, it's not supposed to bring us to have a spirit to be high-minded or conceited or lifted up or puffed up like we're somebody grand. We are to, my God, just accept and receive, my God, that God loves us and that we, he wants us to be the children of God. Hallelujah. And this word tells us that bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So whenever you got to have a high-minded perception of yourself that got you lifted up so proud and haughty, you have to bring it down to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What should we have on our head? Yes, we have our brain inside of our head, but my God, the thought is, my God, the helmet of the armor is of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. He is the only one who came, my God, to set us free from sin and to sanctify us wholly, entirely. Through the process, we find that we are, my God, eliminating out the things that God is saying must go, and we are receiving in the things that bring, my God, salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, is what draws us closer to God and exposes the things that would, my God, divide us from God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:8 tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So let's go ahead and back right back up to that first two words. Finally, brethren. During this shutdown, saints, we must realize that we are brethren, sisters of God. Now that we're catching that. It says, finally, brethren, finally, body of Christ, finally, people of God, whatsoever things are true. What are we saying about one another? No, yeah, you say, oh, they think they all that. Well, you say, oh, that's a true comment. No, whatsoever things are true. What is God telling us that we should think towards our brother and our sister that is true? Are you praying me on tonight? Hallelujah. We need to, my God, speak those words of truth that God wants us to speak that will edify and will draw us closer to the truth of God for one another. Hallelujah. The things that are honest, the things that are just, the things that are pure. The Bible says, to the pure, all things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Too much gossiping going on, backstabbing, gossiping, whispering. My God, just trying to, my God, lift oneself over another instead of saying, you're my brother, my sister. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you overcome. I'm praying that you excel. I'm praying that you will succeed. And if there's anything that I can do to help you to succeed, I'm willing to lend, my God, a helping hand. Are you trying me on tonight? Think on these things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, hallelujah. Genesis 6:5 says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." We have to know that God, he understands and sees, my God, the wickedness that is in the earth and the imagination of the thoughts, my God, that are in the hearts that are wicked and that are evil. He sees it. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Oh, yes, there's some scriptures being thrown out tonight because I believe by the Spirit of God, the Lord will allow us to recognize that God's children are not punks. God's word comes and it brings correction, it brings rebuke, it brings an awakening and awareness to understand and to realize, my God, the heart of God versus our heart. Are you praying with me on tonight? Matthew 15:18-20 says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." Let's pause right there. If you have a brother or a sister in Christ, my God, everything coming out of their mouth, negative, they want to cut folk up, cut them down, my God, put a step on their head and nail them out, that is not from the heart of God. These things come out of the heart, and they defile, the word of God says, they defile the man. Verse 19 of Matthew 15 says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defile not a man." We realize that was a time when, my God, Jesus was with his disciples, and those watching and looking at them, his disciples eating, was saying they didn't wash their hands. But Jesus had to bring correction, let them know it's not the outside of the cup that he's looking at that's filthy. My God, it's the inside. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. I want to take a pause right here, and I want to bring in this particular subject and area really quickly concerning Nehemiah. The Lord laid him on my heart. It was a matter you all may be familiar with when he saw that the walls of Jerusalem were burned down with fire. And the enemies, Sanballat and Tobiah, had the nerve and the gall to come against the work that God had set forth. My God, he gave, my God, Nehemiah access to be able to go and rebuild this wall. So here we're going to find ourselves in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. It says, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley and before the dragon well and to the dung port and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates were thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that I was under to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley. And so returned, excuse me, and the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, excuse me. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Verse 19, but when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Let's pause right there. This is about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall, and he had asked the king, he prayed a I'm sorry, he prayed to God first that God would give him favor, give him mercy with the king. And when he went to the king gave him access to be able to go get the timber to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Now, these rascals, Sambalot and Tobiah and Geshem, they heard about it, and they decided to, my God, laugh about it, laugh them to scorn, and ask them the question, what is this thing that you do? Is there anybody out there that's seeking and craving, my God, and crying out during this shutdown for the will of God for your life? Oh, yes, before the shutdown, you was crying. But God, the world on shutdown, so everybody's crying. But I'm saying, are you asking God and seeking God's face? God, what is your next? What is your next? My God, we are building and edifying the body of Christ. The souls are drawn in, my God, to be, their hearts to be turned towards God. My God, hallelujah. It's not a motive to gain, quote unquote, a following, my God, but to turn the minds and the hearts right back to God our Father. Are you praying me on tonight? Hallelujah. And so these particular men, my God, began to mock Nehemiah. They had no clue that he prayed to God first. They had no clue that he got permission by the king, my God, to rebuild the wall. And because they did not know, their only opinion, my God, was, and behavior was to laugh and to mock them. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God's children are not punks. Uh-huh. So now we're going to go over here to Nehemiah chapter 2. Let's travel over here to chapter 2. And we're going to go to verse 11. Hallelujah. I think we already, did we read that one already? Chapter 2, 11. Okay, yeah. So we're going to go to Nehemiah chapter 2:17. I'm sorry. Yeah. 2:17. So what we found out here is it says, then I said to them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste. See, before the shutdown, we can say, things in church was going on normal as is, going on with the program. But God saw the distress in the heart. God saw, my God, the deliverances that we yet needed as a body. He saw the condition of the hearts of those in the church that were bound, my God, that were overwhelmed and overcome and needed, my God, some closure, needed, my God, some healing, and needed, my God, some inner, my God, ministry by the Spirit of God. And because of whatever was going on in different sections of the body of Christ, there was, my God, deliverance that did not become manifested. But God knows the heart, and he knows what's going on, my God. And as we were seeking God before the shutdown, how many of you can testify you were being mocked because you were seen crying? You were being mocked because you was bent over and poured your heart out to God, and it was being visible. People could see it. They didn't understand your tears. They didn't understand, my God, the look on your face, on your countenance, because you were going through, my God, because you were overwhelmed and overcome, my God. But God, hallelujah, he heard your cry. He heard and knew your pain. He knew your heart. And he has come, hallelujah, by his Holy Spirit to heal you, even in a time like this, yes, to heal you, my God, and to deliver you and set you free. Hallelujah. My God. Nehemiah chapter 4, hallelujah, verse 1 through 3. It says, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Let's pause right there. First, the first time we read about Sanballat, they were laughing and mocking. But this time he's angry and he's mad about it. How many of you know, when God comes in to do surgery, when he comes in to do ministry within the heart, in your character, right at the essence of who you are, and he begins to bring about a change within you, my God, when you go into his presence and you come out with a clearer understanding. You come out with a clearer view, a clearer mindset, a clearer vantage point. However we were walking contrary in different areas of our hearts and in our lives and our walk with Christ, he begins to set the crooked straight so that we can walk not only on straight street, but walk it knowing God brought about a deliverance, God brought about a change. And you know that sometimes, oh, my God, some people, because they see you're free, they don't like you anyway, but they see you more freer than you was before, my God. What are they going to think when you come out of the shutdown? You go, if, my God, if you allow God, my God, to do what he wants to do in you now, my God, when this thing is all over, my God, and you come out shining more than you did when you went in, my God, folks, hate to say I'm not declaring it, the folks will look at you like they're mad about it. They're mad about your freedom. They're mad about your liberty. They're mad about your successes. They're mad about you overcoming and coming out. They're mad about, my God, things turn around for your favor. Because God saw, God heard the enemy's gossip. He heard and seen the looks on their countenance. He's seen it. They're too resistant to love you. They're too unkind to be friendly towards you. And God sees that, and he knows their heart. But even in the midst of all that chaos, my God, God is freeing us. He wants to free us up, my God, from the grasp, my God, of their hostility, my God. He wants to, my God, loose the shackles, my God, and the bands that want to get wrapped around our hearts, like someone want to tie you up in a knot and look at you like you crazy, like what's wrong with you? Yeah, because they're oppressing you. But God sees it, and God wants to untie those things. And you say, well, Lord, you know, if God sees all that happening, why is he allowing it? It's like he's turning the tables and letting you see how you're, my God, how you're looking in your situation, bound, and my God, feeling overwhelmed and overcome. So God, even in all that, he can still break the chains and build the wall. Come on, somebody, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, and nobody's mad but the devil, because he doesn't want your walls built correctly how God wants to build them, with the love, the compassion, the pity, the forgiveness, the gentleness, my God, the long-suffering, my God, the meekness. The devil doesn't want to see those walls built up in your life. He want to kill, steal it, and destroy it, and leave you in a desolation. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. It says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. See, in the shutdown, God's trying to deal with us that we be on the same mind, that we speak the same thing, and that we have the mind to work, to do the will of God with a pure heart, to seek God's heart fervently, to be on one accord. All the division, the schism, and all of those things that were going on, favoritism, politicking, those things did not please God. Are you praying me on tonight? Hallelujah. And then we find ourselves in verse 7. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Somebody say, you fighting against God, you better back up. Whatever God is doing in the hearts of his people to deliver us, to be on one accord, it is only the enemy that wants to block it, bind it, tear it up, destroy it, because then we will be able to, my God, build the kingdom of God even so much the more, my God, not based on your gift, your talent, your title, my God, but based on, my God, being on one accord in the spirit. Are you telling me on today? Hallelujah. And we find ourselves here in Nehemiah 4, verse 9. It says, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. It's because of those rascals. It's because of the enemy that is against you, that accuses the brethren before God day and night. It's because of him. That's why we're praying. We're praying, my God, yes, for God's deliverance, but we're also praying, God, stop the enemy that's trying to stop your work from coming forth. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. It's the enemy that does not want the body of Christ to be on one accord. It's the enemy that wants to push hate and jealousy and envy and looking down and thinking someone is beneath you and that there's gum underneath your shoe. But God says that his people are the head and not the tail, that we are above only and not beneath. And being above is not in the haughty sense of I'm above and you're below. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 6, verse 1 and 2. It says, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Well, here's a unique situation. What in the world does your enemy have to give you some advice about anything? No, thanks. The enemy wants to give you an advice, what he thinks about you. He wants to have a counseling session with you. No, because what you want to do is bring a deception against what God has called me to do. Whatever God has called us to do, people of God, the enemy does not want us to do it. Gershom, my God, Sanballat and Tobiah had an intention to try to turn Nehemiah's heart against the word. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on today? Nehemiah 6 verse 3 says, "And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you?" Somebody said, "You're getting all dressed up. You ain't going nowhere." I said, "Hold up. Just a second ago, I just changed to something better. I'm going higher. I'm going better. I'm going forward. I'm going into the thing that God has destined for me to go into. I'm on my way there." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. The devil thinks you're getting dressed up in the spirit. My God, where are you going? You ain't going to. What you building? You're not building nothing. Oh, no. I'm building something that God has called me to build for his glory, the people of God. My God, God will have a habitation among his people. Hallelujah. He said, "Why should the work cease? Why I leave it and come down to you? Why should I still bow to your level, devil?" No, no, no. God has not called me to wrath. Hallelujah, but to peace. Hallelujah. We're almost finished. Nehemiah 6, verse 8. He said, "Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou fiendest them out of thine own heart." Yeah, some people think little of you and think small of you because it's in their heart. But God has called us to do greater work, work that impacts, my God, the earth, that, my God, to make a dent in hell, that the devil, my God, will recognize that he's lost souls, my God, that he's tried to, my God, doom to hell with them. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And Nehemiah still talking, he said, "And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." And Lord perceived that God had not sent him. So basically, this is what they said. "But they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Menabel, who was shut up, and he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yet in the night will they come to slay thee." They were trying to tell Nehemiah that they were going to come and slay him. And he said in verse 11 of chapter 6, "And I said, should such a man as I flee, who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceive that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me." If anyone wants to prophesy doom against your life, he doesn't want you to, my God, go forth in the things of God. He would rather, my God, speak evil against you and on your life, that nothing good comes out of it. But he said, "Oh, no, no, no." He said, but the prophecy he pronounced, he said it was against him. He said, but no, basically he said he perceived that God did not send him. Hallelujah. In verse 13 of Nehemiah 6, "Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me." So basically, if they would have made Nehemiah scared to not complete the work, then they would have turned around and said, they would have made a report about him that he tried to start a work and couldn't complete it. Hallelujah. Now we're about to close out. We're at Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Hallelujah. It says here, I'm going to read verse 14. It says, "My God, think upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear." Verse 15 of Nehemiah 6. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, Elul. Excuse me, in 52 days. "And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. See, that's what the devil don't want to get no glory. He doesn't want, my God, God to get the glory that God, my God, have called his people to perform and to do the work of God in the earth. My God, the souls will be won to the kingdom. That, my God, the body of Christ will be edified and uplifted and encouraged, my God, to walk in love and walk in unity and walk in peace, not tearing each other down, but building each other up. The devil don't want that to happen because heathens, the Bible tells us in this scripture in Nehemiah 6:16, and it came to pass that when all our enemies heard them and all the heathens, see, the heathen knows, my God, if there's some structure, if there's some order, if there's some love. Even though they want to be in the world and in darkness and they don't care nothing about it, they had to take notice, my God, that they, my God, perceived that the work was wrought of our God. Hallelujah. Now, God starts, Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," saith the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Isaiah 55:8-9, God saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways," saith the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." People like to brag and feel like they've got more material things than another, and I'm riding high and on 20s and this and that. But God's like, wait a minute, I don't have to play games with you. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 7:23 says, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, my God, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you." God wants us to know not only are we not punks, but it is his will that we, my God, obey his word, obey, hear his voice, obey his voice, and know that it is he that is telling us how we should conduct ourselves as people of God. Not just one way in the church building, because some people, you can't speak to them, they don't have no act right, no get right in them at all, so they act right in church. And that's sometimes that's the only way you can speak to them. But God wants us to speak and love one another in the church, my God, and out the church. God's children are not punks. God's thoughts for us are love and unity. Amen. The lines are open. If anybody has a comment, I know it's a little long tonight, you can still call in. And amen. Give God some praise because you're not a punk if you're a child of God. Amen. Bless his name. Anybody there? Call on in. The number is, hallelujah. Where's that number? Let me see. It is 319-527-6173 or 319-527-2216. And if there's not anyone that wants to call in, that's fine, because maybe you're chewing on the word that came forth tonight.
God's children, we God's folk. What do you say? God's children ain't no, we ain't no punk. God's servants ain't no punk. We ain't no punk.
That's right. Not at all.
We ain't soft like that. We ain't soft like that. Don't, look, I'm trying, look, I'm all, look, check this out. I'm multitasking, but when you came out there, you said it like the third time. You said, "No, we ain't no punks." I'm like sitting down. I'm all like just overexcited, and I'm trying to get the line to come in. And you say the line's open and stuff, but I've been so fired up with that because that's right on point. No, we're not weak, and we shouldn't be taking that weight. Now we shouldn't carry ourselves that we're just all that, but we shouldn't shouldn't whimper towards the situations that we're coming against. We shouldn't bow down to the opposition. When the mark of the beast show up, we should stand and say, "Hey, I'm not taking it, and I'll accept the ramifications." That's a whole nother message there. But that's a good word for this season right now, because we're gonna be tested. We're already being tested, but I just know that if you know the prophetic word of God and the in times of the prophecy, we're going to go through some things, and it's going to be unbearable for some. And that's why I'm so encouraged to be prepared for it instead of being waiting for it. So at least that way we got to step ahead of the game, and we can pull some people up that we can make it. Good word, good word, good word, good word. Anybody want to get into the conversation tonight, go ahead and dial 1. The lines are open. They are available. The woman of God has blessed us tonight with an awesome word. I know I've been blessed, and I know you have too. Dial 1 to get in the conversation. Let's do this thing. So how's it going in the San Diego area? I know we haven't seen each other for a minute. We're waiting on the opportunity to do some more outreaches, which we're doing our school giveaway, I guess you could call it a drive-by school giveaway, but we're going to still do a couple songs and give away some snacks and some juices and maybe even a hot meal. I'm waiting on the Lord to continue to speak to us in that area. But what's going on in your region, and how can we be assistance and in prayer with you?
Amen. Well, praying for the salon to reopen, the salon that I was currently in, the owner is dealing with some situations with that. It's pretty serious, so we're going to figure out what she's going to do with that. Is she going to sell it or what she's going to do? So I'm in transition right now for bigger and better things pertaining to that. And also believing God for open doors in the homeless ministry when that's released as well. And, just definitely praying and having the heart of expectancy that God is really going to release to do greater works this season and into the next season.
Can I be a little fivefold in your life right now?
Yes.
I'll be needing permission. As you were talking about the salon situation, I can just hear owner and purchase and you being able to establish your own. This is a season for growth. This is a season for birth. There is a pregnancy and a birthing season in this 2020 season that most people of the physical eye can't see because of pandemic and sickness and social distancing. But in the spiritual, because of our willing to endure, there is a birthing and a pregnancy that is there for a lot of us, and I know you're part of it. I want to say to you right now that this is a transition for you to get under the cover of other people, and you become the cover to have an establishment that would produce people with the same commitment and obligation to good service, but also to God. So God is telling me to shift your thinking and not looking for waiting on someone else to say what they're going to do. Get in a position mentally that you've got the answer to say, well, if you're going to get rid of it, hold on, give me the key. And God's going to provide for you to be able to establish your own. Owner, that's what I hear, owner.
Thank you, Lord.
Not manager, not supervisor, but owner. And I believe that would catapult your ministry also. So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thus saith the Lord. Go and get your keys.
Yes. I have been looking for a building, too. I've been praying about it. Yeah.
Hey, well, see, look. You know, now, as I tell most people, I'm not one to be getting in people's business and tell you, you know, give me $100 and I got a word for you. It's just being a now season when God says speak it, that I have to first ask permission. But when I release it, it has never went wrong. And I'm talking about not 8 months later, a year later. I'm talking about it be that right now word that God is really blessed when you receive it that way. So I really want to speak that with some energy to the fire. What you be hitting? Your table? Can you hit? Give me that sound. Yes, Lord. Come on. Oh, yeah. When you be hitting that, be like you can hear the Holy Ghost. Just going out in the airwaves and stuff. But no, receive this word as truth right now. You ought to be running. You ought to be pouring oil all over things. You ought to be acting really peculiar right now because this is a real word for a now situation that you can receive what thus saith the Lord. Oh, my God. Minister Terry, let's bring Minister. I know she in there. Let me see. I know she is. Minister Terry, welcome to the broadcast. Women Speak Now. It's the first Monday of September.
Yes, it is.
Thursday.
Praise God.
First Thursday.
Praise God. Good evening, beautiful sister.
First
awesome
Thursday
word, awesome teaching. Awesome teaching and preaching tonight. Yeah. I was just listening here. God's children are not punks. I was saying, people of God, we not punks, you know. But I'm saying, I was just, as you were speaking, I said, I'm not going to lie. Because people will try to punk you out of the spirit into the flesh. And especially those that knew you in the flesh.
Yeah.
Before we were followers of Jesus. So, but this has been, you gave some good scriptures and everything, but I love what you said too. You touched on the heart. The things that come out of the mouth, they come from the heart. May not be that heart of God in them, but it comes from the heart. And what
goes in the heart, some heart, that's the heart coming from somewhere.
Eventually comes out. But I love all this teaching. You gave good teaching tonight. You gave some mighty scriptures tonight. I have written them down, you know, for my own notes here. So glory be to God. And I touch and agree with Pastor Rhea on you with that hair business, being your own boss. Yes, you are your own boss.
That's
even
a line.
Even somebody else's building,
that's
you're your own
boutique.
Boss. Yes.
Thank you.
That's a line
hair.
Boutique.
That's a specialty. You have to have specialty. You have to have a lot of patience, a lot of love, and a lot of caring. Because doing people's hair, you're doing touching deep, different lives. So I say glory to God. You keep doing what you're doing, Minister Charlene, Prophet Charlene. Amen. God bless you.
Lord.
I love you, sister.
Okay, I keep hearing this prophetess thing, even in the spirit. So I'm not just saying it because I've heard a couple of people say it. I've been hearing it in the spirit also. And so something else just to encourage you to continue to move in your gift and know the fivefold is real. And it's not about a title, but sometimes you just got to elevate yourself and go to another place and be willing for God to do that for you. Oh, she's getting a lot of prophetic word tonight. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? Come on, down one. We are live here. We got a couple more minutes before we shut down, but we are open and willing to receive you in now. Amen. Amen. So, prophetess, you've done a great job tonight. Just continue to push that word. But shift your mindset to becoming owner, and not just where you're gonna work and where you know when it's gonna open back up. God is saying, move into the operational mindset, and He's gonna provide. The door is already open. As a matter of fact, the door is already open. I think you thought it was for somebody else. The door is already open, and you got to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Well, nobody else is dialing one, and we do have over 30 people on the switchboard that I can see. It kind of gets blurry after that. If you're online and you want to get in this conversation, you have to call the number. I know you're online. I want to talk. And it seems like that's our strongest listener group is from online. But you have to call the number, 319-527-6173. Dial one. It'll bring you in the queue, and you can talk to the hostess of tonight, minister, prophetess, evangelist, pastor, apostle, you call it, whatever the Lord has to do. We believe in doing the work and not waiting for the titles. So have your way. Well, that's it. Go ahead and pray us out of here. And we are in agreement with you completely and totally. I see this happening already. I'm going to take a ride to San Diego just to do the grand opening with you.
Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father God, I thank you, God, for the encouragement tonight to me, Lord, as well as to all those that were on the line and online, God. I pray that you bless each and every one of our hearts, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will do what you want to do in us, within us, God. Even in the things that were said, God, concerning what's to come, God. You are God, and
you
know
Lord.
what we should take, God. You know the things we need to have in order to have structure, God, to be protected, to be safe, God, to just to have every need we need to be supplied.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I pray, God, for your grace, your mercy. I ask, Lord, you loose angels from your throne, God, to, my God, aid in the help, aid in the protection, aid in the fight, aid in the, my God, the miracles, aid into the manifestation of the blessings that you already have set out, cut out, God, for us to embrace, even in such a unique time as this,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
God. You're turning things around. You're turning things around for our good, Lord, for your glory, God. You're upsetting and frustrating the enemy to show him, God, that even in this time, you're the God of my God, that has provision and of great supply and abundance, Father. Thank you for the supernatural miracles, sudden blessings that you are really willing and ready to release.
Have your way.
God, help us to be able to accept, oh God, the things
have
that
you
already have approved, oh God, and connect us with the connections and the people that are part of the yes, oh God, that are part of the release, oh God, hallelujah, of your approval, oh God. My God, we'll be able to walk in the wealth, oh God, walk in the blessing, God, walk in the understanding, oh God, of the clarity, oh God, to be awake and to be watchful and to be prayerful and discerning. Lord, I ask, God, you continue to guard and protect our spirits, God, day and night, Lord, as we watch and as we pray, as we fast and as we seek, God, your heart, God, that our hearts will continue to be set on fire, Lord, as we are connected to your heart. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name.
Have your way,
name.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, God.
Amen.
Teacher Patton. Bit why?
When just hit up, saved by grace.
Yeah.
When just hit up, saved by grace. Yeah.
Everybody say, oh.
Telling people what to do, judging everybody, full of pride and self-consumed. One day, I felt so hard, lost my faith in God, I couldn't even pray. So I said, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you never fall from grace. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody got a path.
When just sit up, sit by grace.
But ain't everybody got a future.
Yeah. I don't listen to nobody. They claim to know God. They can't show no love. They're cold and so hard. And don't say that I never told you. No matter what your sin, His love is there for ya. And I pray before the sun goes down, you turn your life around some way and somehow.
My grandmama started me a Sunday school, cool, went in the afternoon too, got the word, doing Sunday service, Easter speeches always made me nervous, and now my sermon's heard over the globe, like a pastor speaking in your mega churches, a powerball, make mega million, all for my kids and my children's children, materialism can't take it with you, boy, only your soul is worth the weight in gold, only the strong survive till they get old, then it's time to meet your maker, so, what they say when you get to the pearly gate, open sesame or through the gates of hell, you wait for the developed self to introduce you to eternal flame and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, I promise, I'ma be good, ignore my problems. I receive you, ain't no more commas. No drama, no baby mamas. So I walk through the valley of the shadows. I'm full of life to the light that you passed on. Never had those doubts of faith because the harder times, we got us past those.
I've been a saint, I've been a sinner, I've been a good boy, I've been a new, the son of a preacher, you go and figure, I did all my wrong as a believer, I found God, I heard him call, right on my feet in the midst of my fall, said I didn't have to be perfect at all, because of his love I'm standing tall, the devil's a lie, he's a deceiver, look at me now, I'm a
new creature. Judging someone is like pulling a trigger. You kill them before they can meet the Redeemer.
Damn.
He's a forgiver.
Believe that.